Today is Tuesday, April 16th. Can you guys believe what happened on Game of Thrones Sunday? Can you believe that the Night King is actually a Targaryen? My mind is blown.
More importantly, yesterday was tax day.
Oh,
So
yeah.
if that's a surprise to you, you're
Oops.
screwed.
Yeah.
Going
You should have filed an extension.
to cost you
Whoops.
some dollars.
Oopsie.
Oh, well, let's talk about starting with the FCC. It's kind of a trend. We don't quite have, I mean, it's a little bit FCC, but if Donald Trump is tangentially involved in any story these days,
That's all they talk about.
his name must be the headline.
Trump puts the kibosh on nationalized 5G network rumors, but the White House and the FCC promise more spectrum for the wireless industry and a $20 billion fund for rural broadband to ensure U.S. dominance in 5G. Some of these words don't go together.
Well, I have never heard the word kibosh before.
Kibosh.
Is
Oh.
it, what's the etymology?
It's Jewish.
Oh, okay.
Some kind of, I think. I think.
I've always said kibosh, but okay.
Pretty sure it's
I mean, that's how I read it, but
kibosh.
yeah, I don't know if that's accurate.
It means put a stop to.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I inferred that from the headline, but I'd never seen it before. I learned a new thing today, and so have you, chat.
No, the chat already knew.
We definitely did.
So, the question that was burning in my mind, and I'm sure it's burning in yours, is where does this 20 billion come from? Well, it's going to come out of that money that we were already giving the companies to roll out broadband. Except now, instead of broadband, they're going to roll out 5G.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, but isn't the thing with 5G that it allows for higher density installations so that there's less power required from device to device and ergo more bandwidth? Because one tower covering a large geographic area, the tower basically has a finite amount of bandwidth. And if you have a lot of 5G towers, they can all use the same area of the spectrum because they're using less transmit and receive power, so you can use more towers in other areas that are serving people in other areas independently. I don't know. Because, like, in a rural area, I mean, are we really going to put up one 5G tower per person in a rural area? Because that's about the population density we're talking about.
It's cost effective.
Yeah, I mean, something's not right here.
Man, with 20 billion, should be able to just blanket the earth, and I'm right.
That's
Why not? And we've seen in the past,
three towers in Verizon
won't anybody think of the poor executives?
there's no question that all 20 billion of those dollars will be put to good use too. There's
Yeah.
no way that they'll just take the money, pocket it, and raise prices.
As has happened every time the FCC has done something like
This
this.
time's different, though. It's definitely going to be different.
Because this is 5G. 5G, if you didn't know, is going to save the economy and thus the world.
I like how people in rural areas are only going to have 5G. They're going to be relegated to the most terrible internet ever. Like, the wire is not even going to be an option for them. It's like, yeah, we give up. You only get 5G in a rural area. That's
But you can
terrible.
get on your phone, play your Candy Crush.
Tinder.
Yay. Tinder? No, it's farmersonly.com in rural areas.
Do they even have
That's
a
how my
mobile
cousin
app?
met his wife.
I wouldn't think that Farmers Only would be a big mobile app. I'd see that more as a desktop destination.
No, I'm pretty sure they did it on their phone.
Oh,
I'll have to
wow.
ask my cousin.
5G in rural
I'll update.
areas,
That'll be an update for next week.
it's going to be like the fixed house on the side, the fixed antenna on the side of your house. It's like you get wireless internet that's just awful all the time.
Do you list your acreage on your, is that like a field that you can fill in
I
on
don't
a
see my cousin only
farmer's
lives on
meet?
like an acre of land. Like he's not really a farmer. He's a groundskeeper, but
Oh, that sounds like fake. You shouldn't be able to use that unless you're a legitimate farmer.
he emails me later and he's like, "Why'd you have to like out me that way?"
He's banned.
Don't think he watches this.
Well, net neutrality continues to be hotly debated, although it's kind of a done deal. And the House has done a great thing, but once again, it's a done deal. Mitch McConnell, as long as he draws breath, will not allow this.
Rattling, turtly breaths.
Democrats net neutrality bill passes the House, but Republicans in the Senate promise to shut it down before it gets to a vote in that chamber. Obviously.
It would be a complete repeal, but it ain't gonna happen. So don't get your hopes up.
The wind is just whipping outside. I don't know if they can hear that.
Yeah, the wind was so savage today that my garbage can, which was in a, there's a retaining wall and then the side of the house, it's stuffed into that corner. So the wind can't even push it in that direction. but it was out in the road. And it's got three garbage bags in it. It wasn't empty.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
I fix my bench like 3 times a day. I keep fixing it, and I don't know why, because it just tilts right back over into the bushes.
The wind gods are strong at my house. And one thing that the wind gods are big advocates of, you wouldn't expect this, is recording people without their consent.
Big tech lobbying gutted a bill that would ban recording you without your consent. The Illinois Keep Internet Devices Safe Act would have empowered average people to sue big companies for recording them without consent, but industry association lobbying defanged it. So now the law passed, but it's only the attorney general that can bring charges in that state.
And you know they're going to every time.
Unless, you know, someone pays them some money not to do that, which that would never happen. Though. That's not how our political system works.
This was Google and Amazon, and obviously they don't want this because they're doing that very thing every day, every second.
It's every second, bro.
Would you not say that it's likely that every second of every day, Google or Amazon is recording someone without their consent?
Yes. A lot of people, in fact, more than just one person.
Bet.
Well, we can't prove it because they'll never admit it. But I would still feel safe to declare myself a winner.
I thought we already proved it with those law cases where, like, somebody was shot and they had an Alexa and then they turned over the recordings.
But you'd have to have a case for every second. You'd have to prove it. I mean, you can't just extrapolate in the court.
Oh, that it happened to be recording at that time versus
one instance.
It was just a one-off. That would never happen.
That sounds like a disingenuous argument straight from a prosecutor. It's like, oh, it's not recording all the time. It just happened to be recording at the exact set time that we needed it.
They're going to say straight from prostitute. And I was like, whoa.
This article, so we'll talk about the article, but after we talk about the article, we have to talk about the stock photo because I'm mystified by it. But the story here has to do with, and we've all seen this, where I guess the most recent one I've seen is, you know, the GDPR cookie form, where it's like, okay, you just go and just click this button if you want to go ahead and look at the website. And then there's this almost grayed out to oblivion, like, or you could click here and manage your cookies. And you click on that. And then you have to go through and unclick every cookie. And there's a giant list of them. And then you click, it's like, oh, we don't think that you meant to do that. Just click here to undo that and go ahead and look at the website. And then there's another, like, almost invisible button. Or if you're sure, you could click here. It's forms that manipulate you. And the senators don't like it.
Senators introduced a bill that would ban websites from using manipulative consent forms. Platforms have a problem with informed consent. A new Senate bill might change that. Now let's see the stock photo. Oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
What does this have to do with manipulative forms?
It kind of looks like an Oompa Loompa. It's orange with green hair.
It has nothing to do with the story, is my point.
That is a sort of, that's a strange stock photo.
Why would you choose
it? What's the caption? I can't read it from here.
It's just, it's given the source of the image.
Broadly gender spectrum collection.
So it's saying that that's the source of the image. It has nothing to do with.
Oh, that's a new thing. That stock photography thing is like to do different people with different identities, which is fine. But it's like, this doesn't have anything to do with the topic at hand. So are they trying to get woke points? Maybe?
Is Vice low key saying like something that looks like it's something else?
No, I think they just looked up cell phone and they picked the first image instead of like finding something that's relevant. Anyway, we didn't really talk about the story. We just talked about the stock photo.
Well, it seems like maybe a good idea, but it could be abused, I think. But there are a lot of, they mentioned terms of service and how no one could reasonably be expected to read the terms of service and Facebook's stuff. Actually, they've got some pictures. Let's look at the pictures.
Let's look at the rest. The rest are probably good.
Whenever I see a story like this, I think about Google. Because, like, if you show the normal people, like, their Google account history thing, it's like, go here and you can manage everything that Google has on you. I've shown that to people, and they spent hours just looking over that. And they're like, wow, it remembers everything.
So here you go. It's like, hey, you want to approve this? And you've got okay and learn more. And I think when you click learn more, that's when you can say no. But clearly, that's not good because most people don't realize they can just say no.
Dark pattern.
Motherboard also has this thing that it pops up and it's like, hey, do you want to allow notices from Motherboard? And it just does it a lot. And you have to be like, block.
Almost every news website does that now. And it's really annoying when you're trying to read the articles.
I mean, there's a global setting for that. But I think the newest Firefox disables that by default.
Nice.
Which is nice. Firefox doing the Lord's work.
Based.
We've talked about Amazon and Microsoft and Google, and they have these AI systems that are super controversial. They're working with cops, they're working with the military, they're doing these pre-crime databases, and it's all kind of scary. And so the government is trying to get in front of that, but it may be from a vector that isn't expected.
A new bill would force companies to check their algorithms for bias. So say you come up with an algorithm and it like tries to figure out homes and stuff. This is going to force companies to check their algorithms for bias. Basically, like, you remember the whole Facebook housing thing where it was it's not the ad advertising, but like the algorithm, like, you might be interested in this content, was like, no, you're not going to be interested in this. You're too poor. They would not do that anymore, basically. Or if when they're caught doing it, they can't say, oops, algorithm.
And they mentioned Amazon's facial recognition crime thing. Real hard time telling black people apart. So you'd have to prove, I don't know how you would positively prove that, but somehow you'd have to prove that your algorithm wasn't biased at all. But they also, like, how the way those things work, they're so black box, those learning algorithms. So how could you ever hope to, you could always have deniability there.
I like to imagine, like, you get like a little UX pop-up that's like, hey, we think you're probably too poor for this. Can you confirm your salary? Like,
please enter your social security number so that we can check your tax records. What about, this is a house being guarded by code.
I would live in a house guarded by code. I mean, I'd be cool
with
that.
It's a semi-transparent fence, not even useful.
Well, it might not be for privacy, but this, you know, it could keep people out.
I bet Rue would like that yard.
I could see that it being an invention of the future. Like, you live in a posh neighborhood, and like you approach the house, and it's like the invisible fence is there. But then when you step far away, you can't see the fence. That would like, if you could buy that in a wealthy neighborhood, people would definitely buy that.
I love videos of people who take that clear plastic crap and set up a trap for their cats, and the cats run into it. I want to do that.
Have you done that to your cats?
No, I just thought about it.
What are they up to on the millimeter count? Boxes.
11 has stopped them.
And they can't open it.
No. But they're growing, so.
They're getting swollen.
I expect.
They're making gains every day.
He did 8 without too much problem. And then I went to 11 because I had 3 boxes left in that box. And I was like, okay, let me just put a stop to this. But he did move it just a little bit, but it couldn't keep the momentum going.
Wasn't he eating something gross out of that cabinet?
Bacon.
No, he was the Lazy Susan. There's nothing in there, but he was pushing it open and then he could jump onto that and then jump onto the counter. So that was his stepping stone. But now they've got the table. There's no way for me to keep him off the table. So it may just be that they've lost interest.
You should just do get like the things that they put on like letters for pigeons and stuff, where it just spikes. Have a spike trap rolled out on
I'll
the kitchen table.
I'll just eat my breakfast on a spike trap.
Yeah, that's fine.
YouTube had themselves a live congressional debate. That's great. You know, get the people involved and have an open forum. Except, here's the thing about open forums. People get to express their opinions that YouTube doesn't like.
YouTube has disabled comments on streams of a congressional hearing on white nationalism because they were too hateful.
Surprising no one except for YouTube.
I could have imagined.
I don't think YouTube realizes how bad the problems have become.
But they also don't realize that these kinds of groups, the more that you push them into a corner and try to silence them and say that they're not allowed to have a voice, the louder they're going to become. Like my cats.
Surely they could have just had like a moderator.
Someone inside.
Doing warnings or something instead of just blanket disabling everything.
Someone inside of Google is literally saying, what can we come up with that is the community equivalent of a water bottle spray to the face?
That's which what is warning systems are
completely
for.
Ineffective. The cats have been sneezing a lot, so now I've had to give that up too, because I'm worried that I'm making them sick or something.
It's probably just the pollen in the air because it's springtime.
You think they're allergic cats? They've got autism. They might as well have allergies, right?
Yeah. Well, they're all vaccinated, right? They're all up to date on their shots.
That's what their little papers say, but I wasn't there to witness it, so who knows?
Maybe they lied.
Well, no, but because they've got the autism, so they must be vaccinated, right?
Yeah.
That's how that works.
In the wake of GDPR and other overregulation in the EU and those juicy, juicy fines that they're extracting from the big tech companies, you can almost see our government salivating and thinking, oh, I want to take a big bite out of Facebook. And Miss Nancy Pelosi's right there at the forefront.
Silicon Valley's self-regulating days probably should be over, Nancy Pelosi says. Yeah, so she's talking about specifically the Communications Decency Act, like the safe harbor thing, where it's like an online forum is not responsible for the content that its users post. And she's looking at what's happening across the pond and New Zealand, and it seems she seems to be saying, that looks like a good idea, which is sort of horrifying.
The quote that, like, chilled me when I was reading this, is she literally said, 230, which is the part that represents that, you know, you can't be held liable for what someone says on your forum, is a gift that we've given to the tech companies. As if she is God that grants basic rights. I just want to slap her. Oh, it makes me so sick to read that shit.
You don't have, like, the only rights you have are the ones we explicitly give you. And it's like, well, that's not exactly how the Constitution's framed there, Nancy. That's not how it
could be.
It
dark
is.
Times ahead for the level one forums.
Well, for everything.
Yeah.
Because every time something terrible happens, and human history teaches us something terrible is going to happen, and it's going to get discussed and broadcast on social media. Every time that happens, they'll tighten that screw a little bit more.
Yeah.
So.
Let's all just get sad and silent for a minute.
Oh, this was pre-scrolled. Tom's Hardware. You know what? Tom's Hardware links won't even open out of Outlook anymore because that stupid comma.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, Tom's Hardware?
Commas are technically not valid in a URL, but I guess it works anyway.
No, it doesn't. WYSIWYGs and other parsers break Tom's Hardware. They break. Stop doing it.
What content management system are they using that allows that in the URL?
It's got to be something custom and awesome.
Yeah.
Bespoke thing that some guy's in love with. And he's like, no, it's perfect.
It hasn't been updated since 2008.
Read the standard. Anyway, Google, they let people search your files.
So, yeah.
Alleges.
Tom's Hardware has this article. Google helps government conduct warrantless searches, alleges Epic. So, this has to do with, like, there's a list of file hashes that the government maintains, and it's like nobody should have any of these files. And Google will happily search all their stuff online to see if any files match the hash exactly. But somehow Google has also decided that they can use an algorithm to look for files that are similar to the files that match the hashes. And they're not really forthcoming with, like, what the algorithm is. And so Epic is saying, well, we don't really think it's a big deal that you're looking for hashes, but then when you start doing the fuzzy match thing, innocent people are going to get caught up in that, and you got to be more transparent about that.
They'll also search inside your archives for that kind of thing. So this stock photo, they have children playing
on a Chromebook.
These are images of children, but they're not playing.
There's probably other stuff in there too, but yeah,
no,
it's mostly that.
It's for, it's like the center for
child exploitation.
Yeah. So. And as we've always talked about, you take the worst portion of society and you abuse their rights, and then everybody else's rights get abused along with them.
So. We probably could do a separate video just on that topic, because I don't see too much of a problem with searching file hashes, or just having a list of flagged file hashes that, you know, are made. But anything beyond that is, you can't do it algorithmically. You just can't.
Well, they also, they don't just flag the files. They immediately pass all of your information to law enforcement.
Yeah.
So
under the U.S. Constitution, this kind of search would not be constitutionally permissible, but because Google is a corporation and you're sharing your data with them, that's also allowed.
But it also opens up the ability for other people to gain access to your account and then burn you.
Yeah.
So could be terrible.
And there are several cases where law enforcement, bad actors in the law enforcement community, have weaponized these files that they knew would flag those hashes and then just sat back and watched as chaos ensued.
A lot of people don't like law enforcement. A lot of people have an issue with the God complex that has become our law enforcement agencies. And they strike back.
Hackers have published the personal data on thousands of U.S. police officers and federal agents. So this wasn't the FBI was hacked, but apparently the FBI and other federal agencies work with companies like Google. And some of these companies are a bit lax with their security. And so the agencies and individuals in those agencies that have worked with these third-party companies have been published.
Somebody actually got in touch with the hacker and to confirm that this was real and ask him his motivation and everything. And his motivation was he was bored and he wanted some experience hacking.
I thought he was going to say, fuck the police.
Not even that. Police. He didn't even have any kind of specific ideology against them, as far as I know.
He was like, I just wanted the challenge.
Yeah, I guess so. It's probably going to haunt him. Going to come back to haunt
him. Yeah, that's good.
One thing about law enforcement, like if you get your car stolen, they don't get super motivated about that. But when somebody comes after them, they can bring the full weight of that investigatory power, and they're usually really good at that. I got a flash of something. I thought Krista was on her phone.
No.
In a twisted, I was thinking, what are you drinking today?
Coffee, because I was a little sleepy.
It smells good.
Thanks. It's hazelnut.
We, pretty sure we covered this story, if not this story, several like it. This is the, tracking of all like the new, ankle bands for home arrest and stuff like that. They'll send back a crazy amount of data. They have microphones, two-way communication, which seems a little invasive, but it seems extra invasive when we're talking about children.
Chicago is tracking kids with GPS monitors that can call and record them without consent. Cook County has a new contract for juvenile ankle monitors that critics say are an invasion of privacy. Listen,
but they're kids. They don't need privacy.
What percentage do you think of parents are, like, if you had a device that was just $10 a month and you could strap one on your kid and you knew where they were at all times and their heartbeat and you could get a video feed and an audio feed 24/7, it seems like a significant percentage of parents would be like, yeah, sign me up. That sounds great.
There it is.
I understand the impulse from, like, a parent's, like, and you're worried about your child, but, like, you got to let him get out in the world.
This is not even that. This is, like, the juvenile, like...
Oh, yeah, juvenile detention, I imagine.
Yeah. You may be having, you know, like, the children may have some developmental problems or their parents aren't...
Their parents actually don't care where they are, so now the state has to care where they are.
Yeah,
so... But all of that... And these are people who have committed crimes.
Yeah.
So, okay, fine. If you want to make sure... It's either house them in jail or give them this. This seems a little bit better. The problem with this is there's a whole group of people who have the ability to call this thing. And the calls are not like, oh, let me answer the call. The authorities are calling. It just immediately turns the mic on when the call comes in.
So Timmy, you're not allowed near 7-Eleven.
Right.
So, oh, sorry.
Whatever you're doing, they can now listen to and talk to you from your ankle. So...
What if you're, like, violating your parole or something and, like...
They're going to call you and warn you.
Yeah, yeah.
You're in the danger zone.
Like you're high or something like that. You're doing drugs and then, like, your ankle starts talking to you and it's like, oh, man. What's going on?
You grab a hacksaw and you start... Get it off. But, yeah, that is part of... probably a lot of gang people because this is Chicago. This is probably, like, a gang intervention thing. So if you go near neighborhoods where there's gang activity, your ankle's like, hang on, bro.
Doesn't that, like, most of Chicago, they're like, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah. They're lost. They're lost to us. The Jedi, did we talk about the Jedi Cloud before? I think we did.
We did.
Because it was about Oracle, and Oracle was working really, really hard.
Double overtime.
They're like, actually, they talked about how they were getting out of doing any kind of development hardware. They were putting everything on the back burner, and they're like, we're going to be a government cloud company. That's what Oracle is. But guess what? That's not what Oracle is.
Nope. Much to Oracle's chagrin, Pentagon names Microsoft and Amazon as $10 billion Jedi Cloud contract finalists. This is a winner-take-all contract, which I think is an interesting choice for the Pentagon. But, I mean, let's face it. Oracle is not providing the same kind of cloud that Microsoft and Amazon is. Amazon is just used to the massive stacks of government dollars, and they don't want to give that up, but they got caught with their pants down in this whole, like, cloud revolution thing.
What were they doing with their pants down?
You don't want to know. Because they were making a lot of money.
The cloud pulled back, and then it was just Oracle with their pants down around their ankles.
It's funny, though. I mean, IBM and some other people complained. Oracle is actually suing the federal government because this is improper contracting procedure, which is an interesting take. Oracle thinks that there should be multiple vendors that this thing gets awarded to, and Microsoft said, maybe multiple vendors makes sense, but...
But you don't want two different, because those, their cloud solution is not the same as either of the other two's cloud solutions.
Seems like you're just asking for a headache.
Yeah, you don't want to have to build an unnecessary marriage between those. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Having been on the receiving end of an Oracle licensing audit, Oracle can just go away.
Well, they're not going to go away.
That's like the politest Wendell, go fuck yourself. I dropped the F-bomb twice. I have to stop.
Oh.
I'm salty today.
Wow.
There goes the monetization.
Filthy.
Why don't you go to the level one store and buy some stuff? Because help us.
I don't think they won't demonetize you just for swearing, will they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they'll demonetize.
I mean, usually we have to watch out for like titles.
With that, I will not say that you shouldn't do that.
Like three episodes in the last 2 weeks. Like, and it's crazy because sometimes they'll demonetize it right away and then bring it back. And then other times it'll be monetized and then they demonetize it like 2 days later. So it's really weird.
It's how long it takes for the Tesla fanboys to report us. I've heard from some disillusioned Trump people who are, you know, finally catching on that he's not going to do the things that he promised you, what he's not going to be like their golden god. Although he did save me some money on taxes this year.
Orange God.
I'll throw him a bone on that one. Not that that makes up for everything else. But it seems like a lot of those people are pivoting to Andrew Yang. I don't know too much about Andrew Yang, except that he's not, you know, like conservative. But he's maybe a little more libertarian than anybody's used to. Anyway, he seems to be pretty popular on both sides of the aisle. And he's got some interesting new ideas.
Andrew Yang plans to use a 3D hologram for remote campaigning. So he's going to do campaigning and be in three or four places at once. So he's going to be, you know, live campaigning, but he's only actually going to be in one of those places. And the other three places is going to be a video feed, basically, but a holographic video feed.
You think there's any chance that Andrew Yang is this much physically larger than Tupac?
No.
Look at him.
There's no way. So, I've never heard of him either.
I've heard of him, yeah. He's
Tupac or?
Come on, you know who Tupac is. The Illuminati?
Yeah, Shakur. Is that his last name?
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, the
still alive.
The same people doing that did the Tupac hologram are going to do Yang. And then, so this is going to be, instead of going to every place to campaign, he's going to go to one place, and then the hologram machine's going to go to other places. Which
is a neat for security.
But okay, isn't there...
I would not really want to go... I probably wouldn't go see someone speak like that anyway, right. But like, if I was interested in that, would you really want to go see a hologram?
Can we pop into the Hatsune Miku hologram thing? Because I could like stream that on my desk.
Can you be my personal assistant?
Well, how about we just televise it? Put it on YouTube. Why? This is so unnecessary.
YouTube is so toxic, though. That's... No.
Someone might have to moderate that, and that will take literally minutes.
You don't think a live... political campaign stop is one of the most toxic. I mean, like, remember the Trump campaign? People were getting stabbed.
Oh, man. I knew people who went to, like, some of the Trump rallies, and, like, some people went just to protest, and other people just went to, like, boo, and some people just went to watch the drama. I was like, I'm just mad because you guys are stopping up traffic all over the place.
When we can't have a civil discussion, functional society ceases.
Yeah, we're there. You are here. Remember the Silk Road, the place where you could buy drugs on the dark web.
That's been almost completely memory-holed at this point.
Well, it went away, but the second iteration of the Silk Road went away without them ever catching the mastermind. And bad news for him.
Silk Road 2 founder Dread Pirate Roberts II caught and jailed for 5 years. There was arrested. It was Thomas White, 5 years and 4 months for his role in a huge dark web drug ring marketplace. Well, it turns out that like the number two guy was an undercover guy, and he had chat logs as this guy transitioned from, it was like, what was it, like Saint something else to the DPR2. Like the guy sort of, it was all in public IRC, I guess. The
also,
transition.
Since then, this guy's become a public figure, a privacy advocate. If you pull off something like that, and you get out, or at least you think you got out, you disappear. You got to be gone. They mentioned that place was making, and this is just commission. I don't know how much percentage they charge, but they're making $100,000 a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of cat toys.
It's almost like people love drugs. Oh, man. My cats love that cat toy.
He got a package on Friday. It was like this giant box, and I picked it up, And it was like there was nothing in it. And so I handed it to Ryan. I was like, oh, you got a package downstairs. And it was literally just like a little feather toy. That was all it was in it. Huge well,
it's,
box.
But it's not a feather. It's a stuffed animal.
Oh, okay.
And they will drag that thing from one side of the house to the other. They like the little stuffed animal more than they do the, like...
Does it have catnip in it?
I think so, but they don't seem to like get the catnip high. They just really like it.
Ooh, we should get some more catnip toys for them.
You know what? I don't need to introduce them to drugs. They're already well, troubled youth.
That was a relation to the story. Maybe you can get some off Silk Road. That's not really a thing anymore. Just,
I need the really strong stuff.
I need a Bitcoin worth of catnip.
High quality.
Oh, Huawei. Huawei and the U.S. government are locked in an eternal struggle. And the U.S. scored a big win this week.
Undersea cable. Yeah, U.S. firm wins Oz-backed bid to block Huawei from subsea Pacific cables. The U.S. is totally not going to do the whole Room 641A thing like they did with AT&T in Atlanta. Totally not going to do that with this undersea cable. Totally that's not going to be a thing because they were really worried about Huawei doing the Room 641A undersea cable tapping thing that they did.
I like how
in Atlanta.
The dig against Huawei is they're in league with the Chinese government, and you can't have that. There has to be a full separation. But this situation was a private American company bidding for the same contract while the American government went in on their behalf and shot down Huawei's attempt at it.
Yeah. Something. So, but yeah, we're the good guys. No.
You've all surely heard of this news already. If
they,
not...
They complained because we didn't cover it last week, but it wasn't a thing when we did the news last week.
Yeah, so really nothing breaking new here, but we should talk about it.
Julian Assange faces U.S. extradition after arrest at Ecuadorian embassy. So I've read all the stories, and the next one is as bizarre as the last one. So the embassy invited the U.K. authorities in to arrest him, and apparently, you know how, like, the UK said that they've only got one or two officers stationed outside, and there is only like one or two officers stationed outside, and then there wasn't anybody stationed outside. Apparently, they've had like a dozen people in plain clothes stationed outside the embassy for 7 years.
This, I mean, look, you embarrass the government, you got to go, and they will tirelessly track you. They will go to the ends of the earth. As Marcellus Wallace said, if he goes to Indochina, I want someone hiding in a bowl of rice.
There's a lot of really disturbing stuff. They said the embassy said that he didn't clean up after his cat and like his cat.
That, did you see the other big story was everybody was worried about the cat. No one knows.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
To
didn't
the
he
cat.
Adopt it out?
I think he did way before this.
The lawyer said that it was taken to his family or something, but
that's not what I read.
The UK said that the embassy said they gave it to a shelter. So, but they gave it to a shelter a long time ago because he wouldn't clean up after it. So, but why? Like, that's so bizarre. Like, I just, it doesn't, there was a picture that was released, but the picture was actually very old. So, I don't know. It's just so bizarre.
But the story here goes a little bit deeper in that Ecuador has a new leader. I think they have a president, right?
They just got a loan.
Yeah, and that new leader wanted an IMF loan, International Monetary Fund, which is not supposed to be run by the U.S., but seems like the U.S. government may have gone to Ecuador and been like, you guys need this, you know, billion-dollar loan? We'd really like Julian Assange. And the new Ecuadorian president was like, done.
He'd clean the litter box for the last time.
That's literally what they said. The article was like, you know, we would have been fine with him staying in the embassy, but he was a terrible human being for, like, cleaning up and stuff. Not meddling. It was just like he was just dirty.
Well, he did WikiLeak on
Ecuadorian
government while he was hiding. I mean, that was stupid. Yeah. I guess you can sort of respect his,
devotion to the cause.
Yeah, it's like dedication to the truth, okay? But can you really be surprised? One other twist here is that Switzerland has those rape charges against him, which
Sweden.
I think... Oh, is it Sweden? Yeah.
Sweden.
Which have been proven false, right?
Yeah.
But now I think they're trying to get him, possibly to prevent the U.S. from torturing him.
Yes.
So it's just this crazy, crazy...
Yeah, Sweden actually dropped the charges, and so he's being arrested for skipping bail on the charges from before Sweden dropped them. So... Like, Sweden dropped the charges, So, but Theresa May was like, no one is above the law. And it's like, okay.
Except me. The other weird thing about this is it seems like it's not just Assange who's being targeted in Ecuador, but also his friends.
Swedish man jailed in Ecuador over alleged WikiLeaks involvement. Authorities investigating whether Ola Beni was working with WikiLeaks and Assange as part of an attempt to destabilize Ecuador. So this is somebody who has been a registered visitor for Assange a bunch of times. But I think that like there was some famous actress that tweeted a bunch.
Pamela Anderson.
Pamela Anderson, yeah. And she's also gone to visit Julian Assange, so I
But no,
mean
they are. The accusation is he was involved in that leak that we were talking about.
yeah.
So I don't
And
think.
that he helps run the site and do that kind of
I
stuff.
don't think Pam was in on the
No,
leaks.
computer skills or
I think
not.
she was maybe dating him for a brief
I thought
moment.
she was dating him. That's.
Yeah.
I seem to remember reading that somewhere. I
Wow.
don't know how true that is, but.
Neat.
That's quite a dance card she's got, right? It's very varied. You got Tommy Lee and then the Kid Rock. Okay, that makes sense. But then Julian Assange. One of these things is not like the other.
It was the
Now,
cat.
you mentioned Theresa May.
She was like, oh, he's so sensitive.
It's interesting. You said Theresa May said that no one is above the law, which
It's a
really
perfect lead-in.
goes well with this story.
Investigatory powers bill. Politicians exempt themselves from new wide-ranging spying laws. Oh, if you're in the UK, you really should look at this because it's literally, we can spy on your internet history. Your ISP has got to record that. We can get that at any time. It doesn't really, I wouldn't, like, for the US system, I wouldn't say that the paperwork required to do that even rises to the level of a warrant, unless you're a politician, and then it
Well,
has to be reviewed by the prime minister and somebody else.
I think it does require some kind of warrant here, but you can get it from a very low-level judge.
Yeah.
Almost nobody. But if you're a politician, it has to be the prime minister himself. That is not what they wanted. That's a watered-down version of what they wanted, which was the prime minister and the leader of parliament or whatever. Both had to agree. If either dissented, it didn't happen. So.
This is a dark day for the UK. Like this one, it kind
Wild.
of flew under the radar, but that's actually they're gonna. I mean, what they've been doing here in the US is doing a very small carve out, and then they drive the Titanic through that tiny little hole. And so this hole is already a Titanic sized hole that we're gonna try to fit the moon through. So it's bad. Bad day for humanity.
British humanity.
Well, I don't know the whole.
Probably eventually us,
But
but
look
it's
at.
not our problem yet.
Our government looks at GDPR
And they're
and
like,
they
ooh.
want that.
I mean, Assange is probably a terrible person, but he's also a journalist. So, I mean,
He does seem like an asshole.
yeah. But I mean, just because he is, I don't think that he should be railroaded.
Anybody who brings to light government misbehavior should be protected because that's more good than bad.
Or given more of a benefit of the doubt. Like, maybe held by Sweden, because I trust Sweden not to torture him, but
I
anybody
think,
else, I don't
well,
think so.
give him a stipend to live on
Well,
and keep doing this work.
remember the like he faked the news that he was on the plane with the Ecuadorian president and they like grounded the plane, and that was crazy. Like, that's completely nuts. You can't do that. That was a political plane, and they boarded the plane anyway, because and it's like, ah, oh, look at that.
The other thing that the EU wants to do is they want to get ahead of technology. They see that technology got ahead of them. They are playing catch up, trying to wrap their iron fist around all of our online stuff. And so they're looking at the new horizons in technology and they're like, we must immediately legislate on this.
Europe to pilot AI ethics rules and a call for participants. So, yeah, AI could take over the world, but eh.
These seem very unrealistic. Human agency and oversight, okay, fine. Robustness and safety, what does that really mean? Privacy and data governance, yeah, right. Transparency with AI, like we talked about this in the other story, a lot of those systems,
They don't tell you how they learn.
yeah, you're not going to understand them. Like, even the people who build them are sometimes a little baffled. Like, I don't know why I decided to use the shovel to, fill up this hole out. Yeah, we thought maybe that would happen. It did, and we're cool with it. We have no idea how it happened.
We have no
So,
idea why it's recognizing a banana with a holographic sticker as a fire truck, but yeah, it's
yeah,
probably fine.
non-discrimination and fairness. Of course, we talked about this too.
It can't.
It's not that it feels bias. It's looking at data and coming up with a conclusion. And sometimes that leads to stereotyping. That's just how it is. So a lot of these seem impossible. And it's one of these things where if you can't build an AI that it adheres to this, do you just not build an AI? Do we just hamstring the AI community?
It's like we're not going to have running water in indoor plumbing unless we can not use lead pipes. And it's like, well, there was a lead pipe stage where we had to have lead pipes for indoor plumbing. I mean, that's just... they knew that lead pipes were bad.
No, I'd rather have poop in the street.
Some of the leaders went a little crazy. Rome burned a few times.
Well, that's just the price of progress.
That's exactly right.
Do you know how much Genghis Khan advanced human civilization?
Didn't we find out his name's not pronounced Genghis the other day?
Genghis, according to Dan Carlin.
That makes me uncomfortable.
Probably did the research.
Genghis. Leroy Jenkins.
That'd be a good online username.
Oh, that would be a good username.
Yeah. The UK is not to be left behind by all this oversight. They've decided to go after some of the big gaming companies.
UK investigates Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony over game service practices. This has to do with like deceptive and recurring billing things, little things like that that are annoying.
Well, they apparently some of those services... Sony in particular, you can lock in to so much a month and then they'll raise the price. But if you ever leave for any reason and come back, you lose your locked in price. And they don't like that. Although if you raise your price, do you just raise everybody's price? Isn't it better? I don't know. They should give you free. So I thought that Sony still had free like matchmaking and stuff online. But the commenters pointed out that's not true anymore.
Wow.
To play online with the PS4, you have to pay. So every major service...
Why does anybody buy a console?
That's all you got?
They're plebs.
Oh, there come the downvotes.
And Microsoft taking fire on the gaming front, but also from the EU on the software front.
EU data supervisor probes EU body's software deals with Microsoft. So... this is, hey, is Microsoft doing any kind of backroom dealing or licensing or something? Because that's why everybody uses Microsoft, because that's probably against GDPR.
Remember, was it Germany that went Linux mm-hmm. for a couple of years? And then mysteriously, somebody was like, hey, forget this Linux stuff. Let's go back to paying for our software. And we wondered what was going on there. Was there a backroom deal?
Apparently this guy did too. He's going to be... disappeared soon, probably.
I'll have to get rid of his cat, too.
The race is on to get back to the moon. Manned mission to the moon. And Israel, they didn't go for the manned mission, but they did want to get up there with their bear shit probe.
Israel's bear shit probe crashes on the moon. So it was not supposed to do that.
But it did technically make it to the moon, right?
I mean, it did, yes. It
is on the moon. Technically correct.
They have a lasting presence on the moon. Now, this is a pick it took as it was on its way down.
It's a golden ticket.
A golden ticket to crash on the moon, I guess.
Small country, big dreams. Nice.
Dreams that crashed.
But technically made it.
No, they did. Actually,
no one can criticize them. They technically made it.
It's funny you say that because they did declare this a win. They're like, yeah, we feel like we accomplished a lot because we're a tiny little country. And we have a spaceship burning on the moon right now. And they've announced the Bear Shit 2.0. They're doing it again.
Nice.
They've learned from their mistakes. They're getting right back on that moon horse.
Right back on that rocket. This time we're going to put people on it.
In Canada, a bizarre flex from the Canadian Mounted Police.
If you're wearing earbuds but your phone is dead, is it still distracted driving? BC Court says yes. Actually, the thing says, the judge said that for this ruling that is based on a previous ruling that if your phone is anywhere that you could use it, that is a violation. Doesn't that mean that if you're driving in Canada, you have to put your phone in the trunk?
Mine in my purse in the passenger seat, but like in you theory, could. I could walk or walk over. I could just reach over.
It was more nuanced than that because they talked about, there's some weird wording about engaging the device as some way of using it, and they argued that
like
by putting
voice control, maybe
by putting both of the earbuds in, you were engaging the device through your ears, so you could be interfacing with it. The ears were an interface point. But one is okay. Two isn't. It's very bizarre. But this person fought it and lost. So it's going to be $368, and God knows what they're going to have to pay in legal fees from losing that case.
As punitive punishment for even questioning anything.
The Mounties don't like to be questioned.
No, absolutely not. If you even look up at them when they're mounted on their horses, they will beat you in the face with a baton.
They slap you with their stirrup hands.
They will apologize afterwards, but the beating will continue. So, not just Microsoft taking heat from the EU, it's also Apple.
Dutch regulators want to know whether Apple is favoring its own apps. I can tell you the answer is yes.
Yes.
And it talks about how, like, Apple Music and Spotify. I'll give you a real easy one. The Flashlight app. Flashlight app didn't used to be built into Apple's iOS. Now it is. Guess what's not allowed on the App Store anymore?
There's no Flashlight apps.
Yeah. And there's also, what was the thing? There's some kind of security thing. And Apple made their own version. And then the other version that was on the App Store just like, oh, you're not allowed on here anymore.
Yeah.
So.
That's happened a few times. So the Dutch are going to be in for a surprise or a treat, depending on what they're after.
Probably a juicy fine that will be less than the amount of money that Apple made by violating the rules. And now a short China block. And starting out with maybe the most disturbing but entertaining story out of China, which has to do with not CRISPR babies.
Chinese scientists have put a human brain genes in monkeys, and yes, they may be smarter. So this is the gene that has to do with like the folds of your brain, because we have a mutated gene. We actually have like three or four copies. Human beings have three or four copies of a gene, and that makes your brain like fold in on itself, which creates more surface area, which
means you're smarter.
Is somehow related to intelligence, and so they did that with these monkeys, and yeah, it turned out they're smarter.
Yeah, well, they're
studying them for other effects, but yeah.
Well, maybe it made them smarter. What they're trying to unlock here is, like, you look at humans, we are so far ahead of the competition. And what happened to get here? Of course, Joe Rogan's theory, we ate magic mushrooms. And somehow...
I wondered if you were going to mention that.
Evolutionarily, that is...
Somehow.
I mean, it was a lot. The Oracle of Delphi, that was like hallucinogenic volcano gas.
Yeah, volcano gases. But I don't think the Oracle's children would have adopted... awakening.
What if the Oracle's children that reacted badly died and did not? So generations and generations of Oracles.
Selectively bred.
But then we would.
To tolerate.
But that was after we had separated humanity from different sources.
So. Everybody's directly descended from the Oracle at Delphi.
Yeah, everybody would have been wiped out. And then we started over from Greece. Anyway, they're trying to simulate that in monkeys to say, like, okay, what thing about us makes us aware of the world around us and horribly depressed? And so they're trying that with monkeys. Now, here's the problem. This is kind of it's hard to survive this because monkeys aren't supposed to have genes stuffed into their brains. So of all the monkeys, I think they tried 20 monkeys and 5 survived. So they interviewed person after person who helped with this or wrote about this. And they're like, no, we really shouldn't be doing this. And even if we were doing this and it wasn't terrible, 5 monkeys doesn't mean anything. There's no statistical accuracy. So they talked to the Chinese guy who's like the main scientist here, and they brought that up. And he's like, oh, don't worry. I got a lot more monkeys.
Yikes. What if they all have like severe anxiety and like mood disorders or something? And that's the price to pay for intelligence.
Like people, I don't think these are happy monkeys.
Well, probably not for any reason.
Google and Dragonfly, been in the news big. Companies take a lot of flack for working with China. And then, of course, Apple helps them, keep the people down and hide things from them.
Foreshadowing.
So maybe a bad idea on Microsoft's part to jump in the ring.
The Irish Times reports on Microsoft has worked with the Chinese military university on AI. Yeah, they're trying to build some hardware and software to recognize objects from video feeds. What could possibly go wrong?
The argument that a lot of privacy advocates are making here is, so you think, okay, recognizing objects with AI, how's that bad? They suspect that video footage of dissent or jaywalking or smoking in public or whatever, they could use object identification to help identify who's in the picture. So if you're in your home and you're live streaming, then it could help the secret police kick down your door.
That's exciting. Somebody's live streaming smoking in China. This is exciting. We're breaking
eating a banana.
Oh, yeah. Eating banana on stream.
When you eat a banana on live stream in China, you got to put one of those stickers on it that hides it from the AI, that adversarial.
Or maybe you eat it more like corn on the cob.
It seems like she's eating a delicious fire truck.
That's a good question. If you slice the banana, can you eat the slices? Or
is banana pudding okay?
Excellent question. And foreshadowing, probably should have put this one right after the other one, put them in a different order. But Apple does whatever China wants. China says dance, and Apple says choose the song you want us to dance to from the iTunes directory.
Apple's music censors a song in China referencing the 1989 Tiananmen massacre and democracy, a watchdog says. So, yeah, the apps, music, anything.
This is not a new song. And did you read the lyrics? Because it's not like Tiananmen Square happened and it was bad. It's very like poetic allusion to the Tiananmen Square.
Yeah.
So it's not a direct reference. This is the Chinese government seeing something that seems like a little bit out of line, and they just stamp it out.
They have good translators working for them.
Yeah.
Catching that nuance.
And here we have the social media block, which apologies to those people who say that we do too much Facebook news, because this week's social media was 100% Facebook.
Facebook is, it's amazing because it's so on fire. Facebook to use AI to respect the dead. So what they're talking about, that sounds crazy, right? What they're talking about is like you go to post on Facebook and you post something and it's like, hey, why don't you tag Bob? Bob would like you to post. It's like, Bob died last year.
Yeah. Or they do that thing where it's like, hey, Facebook memories. 1 year ago, you and Bob were hanging out. And it's like, oh, you're not going to hang out this year.
I got a post like that after my previous dog died. It was like, on this day, your dog died a year ago. Do you want to repost? And I was like, oh, no, thanks.
I wonder if this extends. Did your dog have a Facebook account?
No, I had taken it. Like, I had posted a picture of her and was like, my dog passed away today or something like that. It was a while ago.
I bet it won't catch that. Because you have
it
to...
It did ask if I wanted to repost it a year later. I was like, no, that's okay.
You have to flag the account as the person's dead somehow, right?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, so... And I think we talked about before, they're going to freeze the account. And then anything that's posted on the account after the death goes into a memorial section. So you can't go in and reply to the dead person's posts. That's a weird current year problem.
AI respecting that. I'm just imagining like a little robot like tipping someone's body into a grave, like just rolling them in.
There's a keyboard with only an F key and a robot hand, and it's just...
posted every day.
The other thing that Facebook AI doing when it's not respecting the dead is mapping out the human population.
Facebook is using AI to map population density around the world. What sort of sinister commercial application could they possibly have for doing this?
Got to sell them all internet, man. Here's an interesting... This is actual satellite data showing some density. I don't know what blue versus green means.
Ocean?
Probably racist. But they do have... I thought there was another picture in this article. There is not. But anyway, not the first time Facebook has done this.
There is one.
And the reason is because...
It's a picture of Africa.
But they've been doing this for a while, but it turns out the work is very tedious because you have to go through all these satellite photos and try to... It's like, okay, that looks like a house. That looks like an apartment building, whatever. But the AI doesn't mind to sit there all day long and...
Do that
block by block.
So what you're telling me is this AI could tell you where all the secret military installations are?
Maybe.
Do we still do census?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
But that's...
I remember them coming around like door to door years and years ago when I was like a teenager, but I've never had that happen again.
That's if you don't send it back.
Yeah.
Oh. I've never sent one back.
Yeah, they came and went around our neighborhood and asked us questions. My mom was mad because she was making dinner.
You answer the door naked and I'll go away.
You like learned that the hard way.
It's like a witness. The witnesses.
New Zealand, still stinging from their mass shooting, are pretty much looking to place the blame anywhere that they can. And one place that seems to be an easy target is poor old Mark Zuckerberg.
Facebook are morally bankrupt liars, says New Zealand's privacy commissioner.
That's not even a little bit subtle.
No.
We talked about this every week for since it happened, but it seems like Facebook tried really hard.
Yeah.
It seems like they really got on top of it.
He's upset because they're refusing to accept responsibility for harm, which I, as, like, you guys know, we pretty much have an axe to grind with Facebook, right? I mean, not really, but, I mean, yeah, kind of. I don't think Facebook has any responsibility in that event.
When I would love to see Facebook wiped off the planet. And everybody that's involved down, I'm not going to include the janitors because it's not their fault. Everybody else, just Thanos them away. You give me a button, I'm going to push it twice. But this is not their fault.
No. That's really horrifying that there are people on Earth that see it that way, because it's very, that type of an ideological difference is very dangerous. And dare I say, not too dissimilar from what we see terrorists commit to.
And because of all these things, they list, actually, we'll do the headline first.
Facebook spent $22.6 million to keep Mark Zuckerberg safe last year. That's a little bit of a stretch for him to afford with his dollar a year salary.
Didn't he do the shoot in the conference room too? We did a story about that.
He's got an emergency shoot in the conference room.
Bail out!
Austin Powers, Dr. Evil style.
Now they listed, all of, maybe it was a different article.
I'm going to need a shoot from my office to the ground floor window. We're going to have to build that in.
It smells a little like almonds.
It jumps down in.
But I thought they itemized. Oh, yeah. Here you go. Here you go. Here's your list.
Yeah. So it includes Russia's alleged influence in the 2016 presidential election, revelations Cambridge Analytica, political consultancy hired by Donald Trump's presidential campaign, and obtained personal data from millions of Facebook profiles without consent.
Oh, they're not even including the leaks.
Nope.
Or the poorly cooked goat.
Now, the next line I thought was really interesting. Like, Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg took home $23.7 million in 2018 compared to $25.2 million last year. She got a $2 million pay cut, 2017 versus 2018.
But they all own stocks. So they're making plenty of money. Don't worry about them.
Won't you think of those poor executives and their 20 mouths to feed?
I'm not worried about them. I just think it's interesting that Sandberg maybe got a pay cut, if that's what that means.
Well, remember, he was mad at her for a little while because she wasn't, like, you know, taking care of all those problems. He had to get directly involved.
Like, he had to run his own company.
It's like,
and that's not acceptable.
Listen, I'm going to cut your salary. It's not going to, you know, this is punishment. This is just a reminder, but I'm not going to cut it so deep that you have to move or give up your house in the Hamptons or whatever.
One your of
third
your houses.
Home. Yeah.
You might have to mortgage one of your houses.
You're going to have to fire one maid. At, you know,
no, it's gonna be rough for you.
She's got a maid that makes $2 million.
You're gonna have to fire the entire staff at the summer villa.
50 gardeners.
Yeah.
What kind of prison are you running if you need 50 gardeners?
And maybe the biggest threat to Zuckerberg is not the random crazy that's gonna snipe him in public, but those in his own house.
Facebook investors are desperate to boot Mark Zuckerberg from chairmanship.
Oh, no. What do they think that's gonna accomplish?
Well, spoiler alert, nothing, because he still has majority control.
Yeah,
he's got the chairs to veto any vote. So I think they're forcing a no, that was Bezos. They're trying to force a vote or something like that, but I think he can veto the vote. So, yeah,
I don't like Mark Zuckerberg, but I mean, like, do they think the problems will go away if they had a different chair?
Yes.
Well,
that's not how that works, though. Everyone's still going to remember Facebook is Facebook.
But it's not so much they think the problems will go away. They don't like that one man basically runs the whole show with no oversight. They want somebody from the board, like a, you know, to cycle in and out. And then the votes would have much more power. And he doesn't have his veto status. So
Silicon Valley rejects that thinking. There can only be one brilliant mastermind behind every company.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Tweets them into bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And the troubles with Facebook lately, was it last week this happened or the week before?
I want to say it was the week before. Everyone freaked out.
But once again, you might think we're repeating news. Nope, happened again.
Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp were down for more than 2 hours again.
How many?
Stacey was very upset by this.
How many conceptions do you think there were during that? It was a 6:30 Eastern time, though, so a lot of people probably slept through it.
6:30 p.m.
A.M.
Oh, A.M. Yeah. Well, no. What if you're trying to tweet your workout? Your twerk out, if you will.
Twitter was infected.
Instagram was.
Yeah.
Instagram, that's if your thought and your fitness thought.
What if you were feeling cute and you might delete later, but right now you're feeling cute. You can't even show the world.
You just have to keep your cuteness to yourself. And that's not acceptable.
Once again, they were very quiet on what the cause was.
Right on the money. I'm going to stop this video at exactly the 1 hour mark.
If you like the longer episodes, give us money.
There was a lot of stories this week. We didn't even go that crazy. Oh, nine. Stop.